Overnight patches of fog that might be dense, 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down, highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back, late day scattered showers, highs in the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Clay and Huck for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Clay and Huck want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Clay and Huck for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now let's go live and direct to Clay and Huck for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Clay.
And I'm Huck.
I'm Dave.
And we also have a special guest on the show. He is actually, we're doing a little thing here today where we're actually doing some cross promotion. So we have John Mason from the Big John Mason Show.
Hey, guys.
So, guys, we're going to get right into it. If you want to call, call in at 504-556-9696, 504-556-9696. But we do have a public service announcement, and Big John's going to say it.
Do you enjoy angry stares, sullen silences, getting the cold shoulder, sleeping on the couch? No? Then we have a deal for you. And that's Crazy Clay's Valentine's baskets. Do you know what are in these things? Take it from Crazy Clay.
Guys, we have flowers. We have teddy bears. We have everything you need for Valentine's Day. Anything to keep you out of the doghouse. So contact me at 504-339-7041. We deliver. 504-339-7041. Also, Huck has something to tell you that's coming up for the Mardi Gras with a twist.
The Mardi Gras with a twist. What's the date?
Yes, February 6th. I'm sorry.
Me off guard.
February 6th.
February 6th. We're having a Mardi Gras Valentine's Mambo festivities. We're going to have a dog parade, and we'll have
craft vendors, second line. It's all going to be from 10 to 5. I was trying to give her an opportunity here.
Caught me off guard. Sorry about that,
Sorry about that. So, you know, it's we just did the commercial, so I thought she would remember. But
I didn't know where you were going with that.
So with your first one, what it's not on? Am I on? No, I'm not on.
All right.
Okay. There we go.
There you go.
The first one you were talking about was staying out of the doghouse. Now you're talking about one that's going to involve dogs with doghouses. Make up your mind.
Exactly. So this is a craft show, guys. That we're going to raise money. When Jefferson Parish says no to Mardi Gras, we say yes.
That's
right. Actually, our commercials are going to start running this week. So stay tuned to that, guys. So we have that, and also some big news coming up for the Liberty of Lockdown launch. We will be hosting our launch party for the Freedom Network and Liberty of Lockdown. We're going on 6 months. That's going to be February 26th or 27th. It's the last Saturday. I don't have that date, guys, in front of me. But I'll tell you right now, February 27th at Andrea's. We're still working out all the details and ironing out the details, so stay tuned to that. You can go to libertyorlockdown.live for that information. Libertyorlockdown.live. Also, the Freedom Network, guys. We've launched it. It's up and running. We have a lot of good things going with that. Huck is on air. Actually, John Mason and Dave, and we're posting. And, you know, it's a true free speech site, guys. So check it out.
Why did you have to go to that one? What happened with Facebook?
Well, do you really want to go there?
Clay's in jail.
I'm in jail.
I quote Benny Grunch, if you're a conservative, ain't there no more.
Exactly. So, you know, Benny Grunch and a Bunch is on. And Benny Grunch and a Bunch. What am I talking about? Benny Grunch. That's a Biden moment, guys. Just Benny, excuse that. I'm sorry?
Just Benny, not the Bunch.
So
we'll recap. February 6th.
February 6th is the craft fair.
With the Mardi Gras Mambo.
With the Mardi Gras Mambo.
We're going to second line.
And
we're going to have a dog parade.
And a dog parade, correct.
A masquerade dog parade.
And then the following weekend is Valentine's Day, so you want to get your loved one a gift. You can come out. Actually, I have one location. It's going to be at Pacino's in Hickory. You can join us there. We're going to have a big... they got something going on Mardi Gras Day. I'll tune you into as soon as I get the details on that, but we'll have a booth there. And then the 27th is the launch party. I'm having Biden moments, guys.
At Andreas.
And then the Freedom Network, guys. That's where we were. The Freedom Network. Go to www.thefreedomsocialnetwork.live. Thefreedomsocialnetwork.live. So let's get right into it, guys. I tell you, we have a good show for you, and we got John from the Big John Mason Show, and we're doing some cross promotion where we're going to be on his show to get some of his listeners to listen to our show and vice versa.
The idea is that the people who listen to talk radio during the afternoon, that's when my show is, every Tuesday and Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m., are a different audience from people who listen to talk radio in the evening, like this fine show.
Exactly. And so what's some of your topics, John?
Well, last week we looked at 22 different studies from 24 countries in Europe, the United States, Taiwan, and New Zealand that shows that the spread of COVID happens at a pretty constant rate, regardless of whether or not governments lock down the economy. In other words, it doesn't matter if the economy stayed open or if the economy shuts down, the rate of COVID spread is about the same, which means that our economies in Louisiana are needlessly suffering because COVID is going to spread at the rate that COVID spreads at.
Well, you know, John, you actually hit it right on the head, because last Wednesday I was at the council meeting, and I basically said, hey, because of what you guys doing, our local government, and canceling Mardi Gras and the parish and not giving any dates, so let's make this easy and let's bring a vote from the floor by you guys not getting paid a check.
They didn't like that much, huh?
Of course. They canceled my permits.
Oh, goodness.
So, you know, it sounds like John is saying what the program's...
Sounds like John is saying what the program statistician has been saying for months, that COVID is behaving like a typical viral infection and the masks are pointless.
Exactly. Exactly. So anything else? What else you do on your show, John? Tell us a little bit more about your show.
Well, I'm a former university professor. I'm currently an attorney, and I like to cover things that either other people aren't talking about or from a different perspective of what other people are talking about. For example, everyone was talking about the inauguration, but most people don't know that the Louisiana House of Representatives, the Speaker of the House, Clay Schexnider, and the President of the Senate, Paige Cortez, they asked that Louisiana state capitol be shut down on Inauguration Day out of an abundance of caution, as if Louisiana conservatives were about to storm the governor's mansion. And that's Republican leadership that seems to be afraid of the Republican voters. You don't hear about that. Or there was another story where John Bel Edwards appointed his nephew and former LARP partner to the Board of Supervisors of Louisiana's colleges and universities. I didn't hear a peep about that. I had to Google it to make sure that this guy, Bradley A. Stevens, was the same guy that is John Bel Edwards' nephew and is John Bel Edwards' former law partner. So if you listen to my show, you're going to get an in-depth analysis based on research, and I'm going to tell you what I think. And I hope that you'll do your own research and make up your own minds and come to your own conclusions, because We don't want to think for you. We want to develop the habit of good conservative thought.
I agree. 100%. Thank you.
Definitely. Well, here's the next thing here, talking about John Bel Edwards. He was in D.C. yesterday, of course. That's all over the place. And so John Bel Edwards was on our taxpayers' dollar and supporting a sham of an election. And so, guys, what do y'all think about that? I mean, we sent our tax dollars, sent John Bel Edwards to Washington, D.C.
Can we keep him there?
Exactly. I mean, let's face it. Every day John Bel Edwards is out of Louisiana is a day that lieutenant governor becomes the acting governor. And I would rather have Billy Nungesser as acting governor than John Bel Edwards as governor. So it might be that you could argue the best use of Louisiana taxpayer dollars is to keep John Bel Edwards out of Louisiana.
Exactly. And hey, you know, makes him the acting governor. I'm all for Billy Nungesser being our governor. Billy, if you hear this, Billy for governor of Louisiana. So we support you as governor, guys. We got to go to break here real quick. Grab yourself a cup of coffee. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
Send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passers-by are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
If you or someone you know has been impacted by a drunk or drugged driving crash, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is here to help. Call Mothers Against Drunk Driving's 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP. That's 877-MADD-HELP, or visit madd.org for more information.
I pledge allegiance. allegiance to display. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
All right, we're back again, guys. I know you missed us. It was a long time. You know, y'all having Liberty of Lockdown withdrawals. We're going to be starting up a Liberty of Lockdown rehab for people that are having those Liberty of Lockdown withdrawals. So, Huck, don't you have something to tell us real quick?
I want to invite our listeners to join the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. We're having a membership drive on February 19th at Andrea's Restaurant in Metairie from 11 to 1 p.m. It's $37 for lunch, and the annual dues are $40. Annual dues are $40.
Exactly.
So now come and join us.
Let me ask you a question, Huck.
The Women's Republican Club is a fantastic organization, and dues are only $40 if you actually are a woman. They offer associate memberships.
That's
guys are certainly welcome. They're $20, but guys don't get to vote. Kind of payback, I guess. But it's
yes.
A fantastic organization. They do a variety of educational presentations, and it's not just for women.
Exactly. And that was the question I was going to ask. So you stole it right from me, John. That's perfect.
Yes, well, what if you feel like you're a woman?
Man, I feel like a woman.
So we want to just welcome you. That's, again, February 19th, Andrea's Restaurant from 11 to 1 p.m. Come and join us.
Exactly. So, actually, we're going to take a quick call real quick. We have the Cajun Buccaneer on the line. Hey, keep it short and sweet, Cajun Buccaneer. How you doing?
I sure will. 666 new Nazi normal force government compliance protocols, Nazi protocols, like force mandatory mask wearing, socialist communist distancing, and force mandatory multiple vaccinations are all violations of everyone's religious, civil, and constitutional rights. Much, much worse than that was the burning, looting, murdering BLM and chief of terrorist attack on our home, America, weeks ago, January 6th of Washington, D.C. That's our home. Make no mistake about it. This attack on our home and nation was pre-planned and executed live on Hex, a television TV. We must not give our nation and our homes and America over to cutthroats, Nazi dictators, psychopathic politicians, mad doctors, satanic evil scientists like the guy from Wuhan, China, Fo Chi, enemy energy. Surrender is not an option because these servants of Satan plan to vaccinate, assassinate, eliminate, and abort America as we know it. Wake up, America. Be strong and courageous. For the Lord our God, Jesus Christ, will be with us forever, wherever we go. Amen.
Thank you, Cajun Buccaneer. So Cajun Buccaneer is a regular guest on our show, and he's on multiple shows, and he's here a lot of times, guys. And thank you for your callers. Everybody that calls in and gives their input, we're always welcome. We would love to have you on longer, but because of limited time, we can only give you a very short time. So, guys, please be quick and give your input and say what you got to say. And get, you know, because we only have about 41 minutes of talk time here. So back to John Mason, and real quick, tell us a little bit about One Son that you have.
We're starting a new podcast because, let's face it, you can never have too much Big John Mason. And it's not just me. It's a variety of other reporters under our technical genius, Steve Konis of Master Media Communications. And we're going to be streaming on YouTube, Facebook, a wide variety of platforms. Right now, you can look at our Yahoo channel at One Son. That's a digit one, SUNN.com on Facebook. And that stands for One Source Uncensored News Network.
Exactly. And that's what we need. And that's what Liberty of Lockdown is about. And, of course, that's what John Mason's about. And, you know, me and Huck is working very hard to give you the best news, factual news out there. And
I have some good news for you.
Yeah.
This came from General Flynn.
All right.
You ready? General Flynn posted, Luke 12:2-3, the time is coming when everything that is covered up will be revealed, and all that is secret will be made known to all. Whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and whatever you have whispered behind closed doors will be shouted from the housetops for all to hear.
There we go.
It's pretty interesting, huh?
That's pretty cool.
Well, one of my favorite quotes is that it is natural for a child to fear the dark. It is not natural for a grown man to fear the light. And the men that fear the light are generally out and about committing some sort of clandestine skullduggery. And that quote is pretty appropriate.
Right. Yeah.
General Flynn was, I'm assuming, applying that to everything that's going on within our republic.
Exactly.
That's considered to be a democracy.
Exactly. And so, you know, that, well, you know.
Still not a democracy.
What about yesterday, the sham of an inauguration? Because that's what we're going to talk to you about, too, guys. And then Huck's going to take some time to talk. She's got some stuff to share with you. But this whole sham of an inauguration, guys, we're actually planning to inaugurate President Trump sometime in March as the president of the real United States, the conservative states of America. Yesterday, they inaugurated the president of the socialist states of America. So us conservative people, Dave is looking at me like I'm crazy.
Who's we?
We the conservatives, the people that supported the 80 million supporters that voted for President Trump.
I'm going to separate myself a little bit here.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm running through for Congress. I'm going to run for the congressional second district seat, and I think the Republicans badly need every seat they can get, and yes, we need to not give up. And this is a seat that we need to change from blue to red.
So tell us about your campaign.
Yes.
Well, for those of you who don't know me, and if you listen to my show, you know this, I decided to run last November for public service commissioner. And I only took small donations, $10, $20 donations from people that wanted to contribute. So I had less than $3,000, and everyone told me that you're going to finish with 1% or 2%. And I got 57,652 votes. Yes, I have that memorized. I won Ascension Parish. I won Livingston Parish. In fact, except for Orleans Parish, I finished first, second, or third in every single parish. And if you're watching on StreamYard, you can see it's not because of my stunning good looks. It's because I'm not afraid to tell people that I took the Louisiana Right to Life Federation test, and I have a 100% pro-life rating, and I can use their logo in my campaign ads. It's because I was the only candidate that could got up and say, hey, I'm a lifetime NRA member. A lot of rhinos talk the talk, but when it comes to conservatism, they don't walk the walk. And what you get from me is honesty. I live the conservative ideals. I'm just a little guy like everybody else that wants to make a difference.
Exactly, and that's what we're looking for. And that's how you serve your country, guys. You know, you don't have to serve in the military to serve your country. You could go serve your country in Washington, D.C. as a Congress member. You could serve your country by helping fight for your country like we do here on the radio, getting and educating people. Huck is the president of the Women's Republican Club. Join your local club. Guys, we got to go to break. Join yourself. Grab yourself a cup of coffee. Go to the restroom, whatever you have to do. And we'll be back in just a minute.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Coming up tonight on WLAE-TV at 6, get the latest on the Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, and more on Inside New Orleans Sports with Eric Asher. At 7, meet the people who make our city great on Greater New Orleans. And at 7:30, Issues and Faith brings home news and discussion from the Archdiocese of New Orleans. It's only on WLAE, New Orleans Public Television. Watch us on Cox Channel 14, Charter Channel 11 and 711, and AT&T and Satellite Channel 32.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. According to the most recent COVID-19 dashboard from the Public Affairs Research Council, the state is showing a downward trend in the positivity rate for COVID-19 tests. The positivity rate for the state in the last 3 days is 6.4%, according to PAR. President Robert Travis Scott says it's a good indicator.
Which is getting close to the CDC's target of 5% or less. It's been a lot higher than that. I mean, we have had a lot of a surge here in the past, I'd say, 6 to 8 weeks.
Julia Letlow, Congressman-elect Luke Letlow's widow, has qualified to run in the special election for the 5th District Congressional seat Luke won in December. He served as former Congressman Ralph Abraham's chief of staff. Julia says she watched how Luke handled himself and learned a lot.
Just that experience, again, being with Luke for the last 8 years, he instilled in me what it means to be a public servant and how one person can make a difference.
LRN.
Five storms hit Louisiana's coast this past hurricane season. Laura and Delta left a trail of destruction. I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan. If you're a policyholder trying to complete your insurance claim, the Louisiana Department of Insurance can help. One call to our office and we'll help you understand your rights as a policyholder. We can offer guidance and tips to help you through your claim. If you feel you've been shortchanged by your insurer, we'll gladly review your claim and offer advice on how to proceed. Our goal is to help you recover fully from the storm, to be stronger for tomorrow. Even if your claim has been paid and you then learn of new damages or costs associated with the storm, you probably still have the right to ask your insurance company for additional money. If you need our help, give us a call, 1-800-259-5300, or go to ldi.la.gov. This is Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan, and we're ready to help you.
Louisiana Department of Insurance, how may I help you?
Alex Jones. I have believed from the very beginning these are real grassroots uprisings all over the Middle East, North Africa. But when the globalists came out and bragged that they were behind El Baradei and others and are trying to take credit for it, clearly they knew that these rebellions were coming, so they triggered it to make sure their people got in. So I think everybody who's been looking at this from different perspectives has been right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
Weekdays at 1 on WGSO.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter, and that's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge, January 8th, Leo Nocentelli, January 15th, School of Rock, and January 22nd, Glenn David Andrews. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
Hi, I'm Dickie Brennan, and I'd like to invite you to our new Black Duck Bar located on the second floor of Palace Cafe. Rum is the chosen spirit of Palace Cafe's Black Duck Bar and features an extensive rum collection from all over the world. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., with half-price small plates, local draft beer, and tap wine. Look forward to seeing you soon at Palace Cafe's new Black Duck Bar.
Hey, 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 we're back, guys. And it's a new segment, and we still have John Mason here. I'm Clay.
I'm Huck.
And Dave.
And, of course, John Mason is our guest host and for today. And we're gonna be doing a little bit more of this throughout the month, maybe once a month, where we'll have some guest hosts with us. And we'll be on their show to kind of promote each other's show.
None will be as good-looking as I am.
You know. No, I'm the good-looking one. I got the body of a god. Come on. Just too bad it's Buddha.
I think you're funny, John.
Well, thank you.
What about me?
We got a cricket sound effect.
Yeah.
Who said that?
It got quiet there a second when I said, you know, what about me?
That's because if you can't say anything nice, you shouldn't say anything at all.
There you go.
So what do y'all think about Keystone XL oil pipeline halted after Biden revoked permit?
Well, I mean, I think that most Americans want higher energy prices. And no, wait, that's pretty bad, isn't it? Right. I don't know if you saw that... one of the municipalities in Canada is considering suing because they have a contract with the XL pipeline. So in addition to driving our energy prices up, we could get sued by Canada and have to pay a large settlement. It's a lose-lose situation.
That's right. Well, and that's the whole point with these liberal Democrats. These, you know, I've just said the Liberals just undone everything Trump did.
Did anyone take a look at the market? Did it plummet?
No, it's actually on the way up.
It's on the way up?
Well, because Wall Street is...
manipulating it?
Yeah, manipulating it. And
how long do you think it's going to last going on its way up?
If I knew that, I'd buy right now. Buy low, sell high.
Stocks today, let's see. Are they up or down? I'm waiting. We'll have to wait and see that loads. Okay, once it loads up. My phone is not working that fast. So
The long dispute Keystone XL pipeline construction was halted Wednesday after President Joe Biden revoked the construction project permit. Keystone XL President Richard Pryor said over 1,000 jobs will be eliminated in the coming weeks. We will begin a safe and orderly shutdown of construction, he said in the statement to the Associated Press. According to the Association of Oil Pipeline CEO Andy Black, the move is tantamount to killing 10,000 jobs and taking $2.2 billion in payroll out of workers' pockets. And it's not what Americans need or want right now.
So is it a surprise that socialists want to shut down jobs and put more people on the government dole?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And let's not forget that you'll be paying more at the pump because
gas
not
prices.
As much oil.
They're
gas will go up
to
four.
Up.
Thank God I have a little Kia Soul. I have a black Soul.
Yes, and you do.
Yeah, and so it's $20 fills it up, but guys, go buy a cheap car because as long as Biden is your president, well, he's not my president, but as long as he controls what's going on, we're going to pay very high gas prices. And I see us paying $5, $6 a gallon by the end of the year.
Once again, not all views are universal. I don't think it's going to go that high that quick. And sad but true, I know that thousands of liberals said Trump's not my president, but we've only got one government, and right. We've got to make the best of it.
Yeah, and I mean...
And that doesn't mean we shouldn't fight. I'm not calling necessarily for any kind of we have to cave and do what the liberals want.
Right.
Never that. But we got to work within the system, and we got to fight using the tools we have.
Right. Let me clarify this, guys. And I mean, you know, a
do
lot
it
of people
quickly.
Say,
you got 3 seconds.
It's to clarify this here on what I said about we're going to inaugurate our press. It's more of a symbolistic thing. We know... We're realistic, we live in the real world. I know that Donald Trump is, yes, he did win the election, but he will be our president, and it's more of a symbolistic thing. And
who will be our president?
Donald Trump. And, you know, for the next 4 years.
We may agree to disagree.
And so, I mean, I refuse to admit Biden as an he's the illegitimate president.
Illegitimate
president of the United States of America. Trump is the legitimate president. No, he's not serving. He's not living in a White House. But at the end of the day, no, he can't sign things into law. But he still could be our president.
Well, Biden is not my president.
Exactly. Symbolistic.
Well, you know, Paul the Apostle in New Testament days and Peter the Apostle in New Testament days said, fear God, honor the emperor, honor the king. That was Nero. He was a horrible person. He was killing Christians, but they said he's in charge.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I just want to welcome our StreamYard viewers. Hello, Uncle Jerry there. I see you just tuned in. If you want to listen to us on StreamYard, you can listen to us there. We're actually we're in Facebook jail, so we're not broadcasting live on Facebook today. So we do have a call.
Is that through YouTube?
You can also go to YouTube and watch us on YouTube, too. Can we take a caller? Who do we have on the call list? Who's there?
Joseph and Paul.
Let's take Matthew. Matthew.
Hey.
How you doing?
I emailed y'all some stuff from the Gateway Pundit today. The WHO admits that COVID numbers may not be as high as they state because of defective PCR testing.
Yes, I've seen that.
High number of false positives.
Yes.
Wow.
And also the data that they're putting out is some of this data is old data. It's not accurate data. It's we will never have the true and accurate data because I think I was listening on your show. It was somebody's show I was listening on last night about that. Thanks, Matthew, for calling in.
Yeah, I'd like to point out there have been multiple individuals who've been tested in each nostril, and one nostril would test negative for coronavirus, and the other would test positive for coronavirus.
Exactly.
And the difference between right and left.
Exactly. You know, the right side tests negative, the positive side. I mean, the left side tested positive, I think. So, guys, you know, we're going to try to get to all the callers if we can today. We do have a heavy list.
But on a more serious note, I do have a family member who did receive the Moderna mRNA vaccine and within 2 days lost the ability to walk.
Right.
So it's pretty serious. The vaccination side effects are much greater than what we are being told.
Exactly. And, you know, she had a stroke because
she had a stroke.
And you're hearing of this.
And she was very healthy.
I was watching a video this lady posted on Facebook asking for prayers. And she showed the video of her in a hospital and convulsions from it just a couple days after.
She was a nurse. She worked at a nursing facility, that lady you're talking about.
Yeah. And so, I mean, guys, this stuff is serious. I didn't take the flu shot because I wouldn't let them inject me with the virus. I mean, come on, they're injecting you with a live virus. Well, they say a dead virus, but I would not let them inject that crap into my body.
Well, the difference is this is not the old-fashioned immune therapy that we're used to, okay? Immune therapy is one thing, but this is injecting an RNA, which is a foreign entity, into your DNA, and therefore they're trying to fuse them together.
Right.
And we don't know enough about that, and we should not be guinea pigs for this.
Exactly.
And the truth should be given to us. What are we injecting inside of us?
Exactly.
From reading, it's Moderna and Pfizer are the ones we need to really educate ourselves on. I think, please do your own research, that Johnson & Johnson is the old immune therapy. So just do your research.
Right. Anybody else has a statement on that?
Well, just remember, if you believe the government, the flu is way down this year because there's not much flu because we're wearing masks and social distancing. But we have so much COVID because we're not wearing masks and social distancing. Well, think about that.
And also, the daily death statistics.
Right.
The Centers for Disease Control shows how many people have died every week, and the deaths in Louisiana are way, way, way down. Normally, we have about 130 per per day, and we're down to about 105, 110 per day. So it's way, way, way down. But yet, if you go online and you find out how many people died of COVID every day, the COVIDs are almost half of those. That's kind of ridiculous. But the deaths are down, but the COVIDs are way up. Yeah, COVID has cured just about everything else, and nobody's dying of anything but COVID anymore.
Okay, guys. Well, we have a minute, and that's correct, Dave. You hit it right on the nail on the head that, you know, nobody is dying of, nobody's getting the flu anymore either. It's mysteriously cured the flu. Yeah. So we have to go to break again, guys. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, do what you have to do, and come right back and tune in or listen to us on YouTube. See you in just a few. And it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Hi, I'm Pete Cannizzaro with Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Cannizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with three locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CannizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
Cannon Hospice serves a 150-mile radius, including Greater New Orleans, North Shore, Baton Rouge, and the Mississippi Gulf Coast, with a dedication to providing comfort and dignity for those facing a terminal illness. Positively and resourcefully, Cannon's team of professionals are committed to meeting the physical, spiritual, and the emotional needs of both patients and their families. To learn more, call 504-818-2723 or visit www.cannonhospice.org today.
Welcome back to Liberty of Lockdown, guys. I'm Clay.
And I'm Huck.
And Dave.
And we have a
special guest star and congressional candidate, Big John Mason.
There we go. So we actually have someone. What's that? A star in the room, I guess we could say. That's me. No, I'm joking. So I do want to give you guys, if we don't get to you on the phone calls, please don't take it personal. We only have a very short time, and we try to get to you guys. We try to get to everybody. We have guests that call in, and we got to get to those guests that call in. So if we do not get to you guys, again, please do not take it personal. So with that being said, we do have a guest calling in all the way from
Gonzales.
I think Baton Rouge. He is also a...
Gonzales.
Okay, he is a congressional candidate too, running, and
District two,
and we're going to bring on Cleston Bernard.
Welcome,
hey,
Cleston.
Hey guys. Hey. How are you guys doing?
How you doing? Well, good to see you. Can you just tell everybody your announcement of your running?
Yes, I am. It's official. I qualified earlier today at probably about three p.m. So okay. I'm all in.
All right, great. And basically, tell the audience how they can look you up if they want to find more information about you. We would love to have you on later to talk more about you. Just because of time, it's restraints tonight. We don't have much time tonight to do that. But can you tell them how they can look you up and get more information on you?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on MeWe. You know, I'm trying to get on all the medias. I also have a book out there on Amazon called Outcast, No Room at the Table for Conservative Blacks in Black America.
Okay.
So, and I'll be coming to somewhere near you soon. I'm pretty sure.
Right. Cleston Bernard, not as spelled. Spell your name so we can get that spelled properly for everybody if they want to look you up.
C-L-A-S-T-O-N. That's Charlie, Lima, Apple, Sam, Tom, Oscar, Nancy, Bernard. B-E-R-N-A-R-D.
Great, Cleston. Thank you for calling in. And, Huck, do you have anything to say?
Yes, so Cleston Bernard will be one of those Republican candidates. I think we have about four of them running for District 2, right?
Right.
That would be
five, actually.
Five. Cedric Richmond's seat.
Yeah.
And how many Democrats?
I think there were nine at last count.
There was a total of, I think, 12 candidates.
There were 12 candidates when we went on the air, and there'll be at least one more tomorrow. So at least a baker's dozen.
Yeah, right. So this will be an interesting race to keep your eye on.
Great.
Thank you, Cleston,
for joining us, and we look forward to having you on soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Guys, actually, we have a few more callers. Let's close out the show with the callers. Are y'all good with that?
Sure.
All right, so I think we have Matthew.
Paul.
Mark.
Bible name.
We have
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah, we have Mark on. Mark, how you doing?
Hey, I'll make it really quick. You know, QAnon, the whole thing with January 6th, I always smelled a rat with that. I always felt the CIA created QAnon as a counterintelligence group, almost like a honeypot, right? 80% of what they're saying was true. 20% was just trust the plan.
Uh-huh.
Of course, nothing occurred with QAnon other than people are getting doxxed and documented. Now QAnon, anyway, who was involved with that is tied into what happened at the Capitol building, and they're even tying that into conspiracy theorists, anti-vaxxers, you name it. So, you know, QAnon, it actually goes back to the Bolshevik Russian days. If your listeners or you guys want to look it up, Operation Trust was a similar counterintelligence entity like QAnon. Like someone's going to... This group is going to come and save the day. They're going to stop the New World Order. They're going to stop the decline of the country, as in the case of Russia in that time. Operation Trust, same as QAnon. But it was always a hoax created by our federal government to just the honeypot and dox truthers and patriots. And now, like I said, the Capitol building siege or whatever that was with all those crisis actors and all those stage entities, there were so many smelly rats with that. Now everyone is being tied into QAnon who questions the official narrative. So people need to realize that.
Well, guys, thank you, Mark, for calling. And this is the thing. I'm very careful on what I talk about until I know there's factual basis behind it. I may have other people in the room that disagree with me on that, but at the end of the day, I do not report something until I know there's a factual base behind it. That's just the way it is. I'm not going to say I don't believe it. I just won't report it until there's factual basis.
I want to give you my opinion of QAnon. I don't care.
There you go.
Well, I'm more of you need to see to believe. I believe and then see. So sometimes my I don't need a fact to make me believe a truth when I have the truth dwelling inside of me. And the Spirit of God that dwells in me leads me to the truth without your facts. I may not ever know a fact, but if you tell me a lie, the Spirit of God that dwells in me will confirm it's a lie before I even know it's a lie.
Well, so I mean, apparently the mainstream media doesn't need any facts at all.
Right. And I'm not saying
facts are good. I'm not saying facts are bad. I'm just telling, you know.
I'm not saying that I don't believe a lot of the stuff. I just won't report it till I know there's 100%
Well, let's not get confused with conspiracy theories versus conspiracies, because there's a conspiracy to destroy our constitutional republic.
Well, of course, of course.
And so people who are awakened to what's going on, patriotic America, these are not conspiracy theorists.
Right.
They have witnessed with their own eyes that our entire republic has been stolen from us through dominion and through the House and the Senate and Congress.
They're both facts.
Left and right have deceived us.
Exactly.
The Republicans are just as guilty as the Democrats here.
Amen, sister. I agree with you. I agree with you on that 100%. And so, I mean, I call myself a conspiracy theorist, but I take the truth. Find the truth in a conspiracy theorist, because all conspiracy theories are based off of some truth, and I run with it.
Yeah, you know what? I just Googled Antifa.com. I just did it.
Okay.
And guess what popped up?
Joe Biden's website.
The WhiteHouse.gov.
Okay.
Strange.
But does it matter?
That's not a conspiracy. I just did it. So am I a conspiracy theorist because I Googled Antifa.com?
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm saying. Why are you always trapping me? She's always trapping me.
Well, I believe there is a conspiracy, but ultimately at the top, I do believe there is a personal devil. I think he's in charge of it.
There you go. And I agree. I agree 100%.
God always wins.
And yes, God is the winner of everything. And, you know, I mean, here's the my true beliefs of everything is there's a lot of things I believe. I just won't spread them until I know for a fact that I know that 100% is true, because I don't want to come back. Just that little teeny piece that's wrong, and I could be wrong, I don't want to, you know, be the one, oh, well, now he's a conspiracy theorist. And so I try to be careful what I say. So that's just my point I'm making on what Matthew said, I think it was. So do we have time for another caller? No, we don't, guys. Sorry, we don't have enough time for another caller.
We want to thank you, John Mason.
Glad to be here. Be sure and listen every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m. I prove that you don't have to be a rocket scientist or an Olympic athlete to have a radio show.
Exactly. I mean,
Or run for Congress.
You know, guys, join us next week. And don't forget to join John Mason on the John Mason Show every Tuesday and Wednesday. John Mason Show every Tuesday and Wednesday.
From 1
to 2 o'clock, guys. And join us back here at libertyoflockdown.live. And of course, you get to watch us online. You get to see our beautiful co-host, Huck.
Well, thank you. And the Lord bless y'all.
God bless you. See y'all soon.
She's that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's Golden Rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the Pledge of Allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back and says,
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy. The Crescent City. The birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Sin will keep you from the Word of God, or the Word of God will keep you from sin. Even when you're not doing
everything you know is right. Stay in this book because that's the best chance you have to keep growing and moving forward. The Word of God will produce spiritual growth in your life. That's why you ought to read it.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, The Life God Blesses, next time on Turning Point.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.